You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Rain Mancini's mother calls Florida police reporting her daughter, son-in-law, and two grandchildren missing. Police do a welfare check at the home of Rory Atwood, 25, a landlord letting the family stay at his home. Atwood tells police he evicted the family and they left. Police then get a tip. A friend reports Atwood FaceTimed him, asking for help, quote, burning trash. The so-called friend reports being able to see a puddle of blood and bodies in the background of the FaceTime video call. Cadaver dogs find skeletal remains at the bottom of a fire
Nancy
pit.
Nancy Atwood claims that parents Rain Mancini and Philip Zilliot killed their children, Karma and Philip Jr., ages 5 and 6. According to Atwood, Philip Zilliot then threatened him and his daughter with a gun. In the struggle over the weapon, Zilliot accidentally shot Mancini several times, then Atwood gained control of the weapon and shot Zilliot. Atwood then burned all four of their bodies. Court documents indicate Mancini and Zilliot did die from gunshot wounds, but the children's manner of death is undetermined. Prosecutors say they intend to seek the death penalty for Atwood.
Landlord Rory Atwood, now charged with murder. Spencer Warren heads to work at the dock of Alaska's Beluga Lake, getting his float plane ready for a tour later that day. When he gets to the water, he finds a moose calf has fallen in and lodged between the dock and the plane's float. With the mama moose standing about 4 feet away, Warren calls Homer PD for help to rescue the baby. One cop blocks Mama with his cruiser, while a second helps Warren lift the moose calf up and out safely. Their hard work is rewarded when they watch the reunited moose family scamper off into the woods. Finally, a happy ending. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In South Carolina, Alec Murdoch's legal team is doubling down on efforts to overturn his convictions for the murders of his wife and son. The defense filed a 132-page appeal with the state Supreme Court this week, arguing misconduct by a court clerk and errors by the trial judge. Central to their claims is Colleton County Clerk Becky Hill, accused of pressuring jurors toward a guilty verdict to bolster sales of her book about the case. Defense attorneys say at least three jurors reported inappropriate comments from Hill, including suggestions to scrutinize Murdoch's testimony. One juror perceived her remarks as a sign Murdoch was guilty. The appeal also challenges evidence presented at trial. Lawyers claim the judge improperly allowed testimony about Murdoch's financial crimes to suggest a motive, even though prosecutors provided no direct link between those crimes and the murders. They also dispute physical evidence, including a blue raincoat with shotgun residue and testimony connecting ammunition to family-owned firearms. The 56-year-old Murdoch is serving life in prison for the 2021 shootings of his wife Maggie and son Paul. He denies the killings and maintains his innocence. Three brothers, including two high-profile real estate brokers, are facing serious charges in what federal prosecutors describe as a decade-long scheme of sexual violence. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
Orrin and Tal Alexander, known for brokering luxury properties in New York and Miami, along with their brother Alon Alexander, have been charged with luring, drugging, and sexually assaulting women from 2010 to 2021. According to the indictment unsealed in Manhattan, the brothers used their wealth and influence to entice victims with promises of romance or lavish experiences, covering flights, hotels, and other expenses. Prosecutors allege the women were then drugged, sometimes unknowingly, and sexually assaulted, with victims later sent away with gifts like concert tickets. Separate state charges filed in Florida detail three incidents, including a 2016 alleged gang rape at a Miami Beach apartment. The Alexanders were arrested Wednesday in Florida and will appear in court later this week. Attorneys for the brothers deny the allegations, which include charges of sex trafficking conspiracy.
The case has drawn national attention as the Alexanders once represented high-profile clients like Kim Kardashian and Kanye West before founding their own real estate firm in 2022.
Thanks, John. Kiara Stubbs, 23, the mom of two, works at a Boost mobile store, Birmingham, Alabama. At work, she explains to a coworker she's having trouble with brakes on her car. A male customer, who's a mechanic, overhears and offers to replace her brakes if she'll braid both of his daughter's hair and teach him how to do it himself. She agrees and plans to meet him back at the cell phone shop next day. Her brother drops her off at 9 a.m., and watches her get into the man's burgundy Chrysler 200. Kiara hasn't been seen again. She never told anyone the customer's name. Police cannot identify him. Kiara Stubbs, African American, 5'3", 145 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Last seen wearing a gray sweatshirt with gray leggings. If you have info on Kiara Stubbs, now missing 10 years, call Birmingham PD 205-328-9311. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, with this crime alert.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.